Now, there is going around, always there are going around, lots of lies in church. In fact, I thought a good while ago I'd preach a sermon on the subject, lies told in church. Got thinking about it and saw I'd have to preach a series. One sermon wouldn't do it. Got to thinking about a series, and now I've decided to write a book. It'll take a book. But many lies find themselves into the curriculum of our thought. And the church suffers, and we suffer, and everybody suffers. Now, one of those lies is this. I have to be strong. God expects me to be strong. And if I don't perform in a manner proving me strong, God won't be, He won't be pleased with me. God wants me to be strong. I must be strong. Now, believe it or not, every person here tonight has been victimized by believing that lie. In fact, some of you are still believing it. Because you see, you judge yourself on an expectancy quotient. That somebody's built for you, or you've built for you, or the devil's built for you, and you judge yourself, and you believe that God agrees with everything you say about yourself, and that's the reason you're discouraged and miserable sometimes. And so if you don't live up to that imaginary expectancy quotient, then you're judged, and you feel that God is angry at you, and the whole of life breaks down. Well, you say, you mean we're not supposed to be strong? Well, there is one word in the Bible that says be strong, isn't there? Doesn't stop there, though, does it? It says be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And there's a great deal of difference. The more you try to be strong, the less you'll know what it is to be strong in the Lord. Now, the thing I love about the Bible is its honesty. It's transparent honesty. We need to learn to be honest. You know, most of our society is geared to dishonesty. Church is geared to dishonesty. I mean, tonight, there have been people dishonest. You need to repent over that already. You've been dishonest. Somebody walked up to you and said, how are you doing? Or, how is everything? You didn't tell them. Well, you probably had good cause not to tell them. They really didn't want to know, and they were dishonest asking. I mean, if you think they really wanted to know, when they ask you how everything's going, instead of your saying, you know, what they expect you to say, oh, everything's going fine, which is not true if you're right with God. Did you hear me? I mean, if you're right with God, you're having trouble. In the world, you'll have tribulation. But the next time somebody walks up to you and says, how is everything going, you haul off and tell them, friend, you'll cure them. They won't ever ask you again. I mean, if you really want to start a conversation, get into the depths of the gospel, somebody walk up and say, how are you? How are you? Oh, I'm very weak, thank you. Just perfectly weak, thank you. Say, what? See, we're not geared for honesty. Now, Paul is giving us some honest response, and I love him for this. I praise God for this episode that is given us in the 2 Corinthian letter, chapter 12. I'm going to read paraphrasing it, if you don't mind, about the first 10 verses.